to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace.
I'm impressed by how you're handling such a heavy, heavy load with your university work, along with the energies and the podcast and stuff. I mean, it's a lot.
Oh my God, I'm getting my ass handed to me. And I've got like 7 crystals in my pockets right now. So that's really, I'm not sleeping very well. It's, here's what's rough, right? Like it's not, I think this is the case for everybody. We can do the busy work, right? Like we can do the knocking the stuff off the calendar, moving through our schedule, like picking the kids up, taking them there, making dinner, that sort of stuff. Like we can manage the day-to-day stuff. But it's really like those moments of recess where we are quiet and we start to feel the big energies that are pulling at us, where it's almost as if like you're standing outside of, oh, I know. Do you remember playing Mario Kart and Mario when we were younger and like Mario would jump on those big pipes and he would get sucked down, right? Like it's almost as if like the closer I get to a recess of a moment of reprieve, I can feel that force like pulling at me, like, come on, you want to come into these depths and be in the darkness and play around with all of the things that go bump in the night. And I don't really, but yet I know that they're there. And I also know that I have to witness them and I have to see them and I have to acknowledge them and listen to them in order for them to be transferred. So.
Right. Because if we don't, they eat at us. That's when the haunting starts.
Oh yeah, the hauntings, yes.
If you're not going to pay attention to me, I'm going to force you to.
Right.
And yeah. So the reason why the things that are happening in the shadows want us to look at them is because they want us to be liberated from them. That's what's really somewhat confusing in my opinion about Scorpio, right, is it feels like the darkness is coming to get you,
right,
or that you are the darkness, or that it's trying to take you down. But Scorpio is not about dying. It's about transformation. It's about, please, please look at me so that you don't have to carry me around anymore.
Right.
Remember that this is not Pluto.
Right.
It's not trying to tear us down. This is not Saturn. It's not trying to make us work for it. It's not Uranus. It's not trying to shock the shit out of us. This is Jupiter and Venus. And now Mercury and Sun will join. These are energies that are saying, if you'll please stop running and look at this, there's a gift in here for you. There's liberation that can happen. There's growth. You can be free.
Yeah, I was messaging you last night because I am in a super intense week with my mini-mester finishing. And I was telling you that it keeps feeling to me as if like we're in those, you know, the uncharted part of this, the ocean where it's so deep that like only a few cameras have ever gone, right? And like, it feels like for a long time we didn't explore it, right? Because it was like, oh, you're never going to come back from there. Like, and then as we've had more and more explorers go under there, it's extremely dark and there's only certain animals and fish that can live there. And then we also were able to discover phytoplankton, right? And we were also able to discover these really gnarly looking sea life that we would never see. And it does feel as if like there's this cloud that wants to encompass you, but then also that knowing that when you're down there in those depths, you get to be and have things revealed to you that the human eye normally does not get to see, right? Like there are gifts in that and surprises. You just got to trust.
But there's also, but listen, also when you're down there, the, how deep you are,
right?
The weight of that water.
Oh God, it could crush you in a heartbeat.
It literally.
Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah.
You can't come up too fast or you'll hurt yourself.
No, complete collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were talking about that today in my class about arteries, right? Like when we put too much pressure on our arteries for heart disease, right? Then the arteries can collapse on themselves, that they're not able to withstand a whole ton of pressure unless we have beautiful, strong, and healthy blood vessels, right? Then they can move things through and they can withstand the blood pressure. This is why we have our blood pressure tested. And the same thing of like, if you go too fast from scuba diving, explosion, right? Like you have to move through it slowly and respect that there is a density that is happening that is forcibly making you go slower than maybe your mind wants you to go or your body wants you to go, right?
Thank you for that. Because during this time, I keep feeling like you need to get even more still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even more still. That explains why. Mm-hmm. It's because this is really dense. It's really heavy. You need to pay attention to where you are within real time. If you try and go too fast through this, it'll hurt.
Yeah.
It'll hurt. Not because it's trying to hurt you. It's because every single moment needs your healing. It needs your attention. It needs your awareness. You and I were talking about dreams that I've been having. And one of the things that has been coming up in the dreams I've been having is, apparently, I have grave concern that all of us aren't paying close enough attention to what's happening to us collectively, mm-hmm. that our awareness is getting lost and we're going to end up someplace we shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I mean, like slowing down and really being aware of every single moment that you're in and not trying to be like, I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at it. Nope. Deny.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to be in it. Don't want to look at it. Don't want to heal from it. No.
Yeah. It's that choice. It's that choice of like, I'm going to choose to be unconscious. There's that piece, like I've always grappled with this, right? Like, cause I don't know that I've ever had that choice. I have had that choice and I have chosen to not choose it. The choice of like, I'm going to just be conscious all the time. And of course there's times where I choose to be unconscious, but like, I'm going to choose the depths, right? It's that place of, okay, I'm going to deny, I'm going to ignore, I'm going to pretend, I am going to look the other way, I'm going to stifle, or I'm going to run, right? Like, I'm going to choose addiction. Like, I'm going to choose any of these other things to keep me from that sensation of truly feeling, of truly dropping in. And I always come back to Thich Nhat Hanh's work, like making sure every single footstep is kissing the ground, of being that aware that every single blink of your eye is in gratitude for the life that you're able to perceive, that every breath in is a reception and a greeting and a welcoming committee of a new chance to begin again. That's big work, right? I mean, it requires tons of fucking presence.
That's it. That's it right there. That's it. That's the payoff. That's why you do it.
Right.
Because yes. because the reason why we do it is not because, oh, I need to slow down, I can't function. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
Like I was walking back from walking my son to school this morning, and it's raining here and it's cold. And my pull was to hurry up and get home because I was cold and wet.
Right.
and then all of a sudden I stopped for a second and I was watching what the water would do whenever tires went through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. It seemed like magic. It seemed like the water was talking to the tire.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was talking to me and saying, hang on, back up a second. You can go in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All of a sudden I was wrapped up in the water. And I think the reason why we do that, the reason why it's so important to get into the moment, is because that's where life is trying to talk to you.
Yep.
Life is trying to tell you the answer. It's trying to help you to heal. It's trying to support you. But you got to fucking slow down so you can hear it.
Right.
So you can receive it.
Yeah. It's that whole piece of slowing down in order to receive it. And I also know that it's being really clear, right? Like being able to call things as you see them. Like I like to say, call a spade of like, if things are pulling on you, if they're looting from you, if you feel as if somebody's trying to take your power from you, or that you are in positions and in placements and in jobs and in relationships in any sort of manner, right, that it is keeping you or trying to throw you off that practice of being present within that moment, because that's where your true gift is at, then you get to start cutting that shit away. You get to start taking the scythe out and literally chopping it away from you, because it does not serve the purpose of evolution, of uprising, of up-leveling, of true expansion.
And it's not fair.
It's
not fair for something or someone else to hijack the control you have over what's going to happen to you and your body and your life and your growth and your emotions and your goals, all of it. So right as we're recording, Sun is in Libra, and it's squaring into Moon coming off of Pluto in Capricorn. If Libra's really good about making sure everything's fair for everyone else, mm-hmm. but not so hot about going after what's fair for itself, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And Capricorn, the things that are happening in Capricorn are trying to get us to come back to taking back control and responsibility for our own lives and how we want to live them, and not letting traditions or expectations or someone that we think is stronger than us or someone we think has more power than us hijack that control from us. And so the effect is, hang on a second, this isn't fair. Right. And then you deciding, I'm going to do something about it. If this person, place, thing, or idea can't stop shutting me down or controlling my well-being or controlling what I think is possible for my own life, it's out. Right. We are no longer in business together.
Right. Or contributing to the place of infiniteness, right? If it's not like on that soul level, that sacredness of like recognition of like, you are a sacred being here to do sacred work. If it's not contributing to them, then it doesn't have to be there. Like, you don't have to condone it. It's that peace. Like this morning I was really feeling so fucking intense about this very thing, about the fairness, right? Of how many times do you stay in relationships, stay in jobs, condone behavior, condone eating behaviors, right? Like condone patterns in yourself. Of this is how I just react to other people because this is how I've been trained, how I've been taught, how I've been told. This is what will appease other people. This is what will appease the patriarchy. This is what will get me the higher paying job. This is what will get me the bigger house, right? Like of all of these places that we've coded in our brains and reacted from patterns of, I make myself small so that everybody else gets to have what they want, and that's what's fair. Are you fucking kidding me? No, absolutely not. And everywhere that I've bought into that, I am like wanting to destroy and create it against all of the planes of existence, because that fucking storyline passed down from my ancestors forward, not mine to carry forward anymore. I get to choose. Do I get to be empowered in life? I get to choose. Do I feel sacred and fulfilled and am rewarded for that? That I feel soulful connections and love because of it? Yes, you get to choose those things.
And that feeling of, well, this is good enough, right? Because it could be worse.
Right.
This is good enough because it could be worse.
Right.
We have got to understand across the board, the entire collective, we've got to understand that that is an intentional message that's been fed to us. You be grateful that you're breathing.
Right.
Because there's some people who can't breathe.
Right.
You be grateful that you're just barely getting by with bills.
Right.
Because you could be on the street. Right. You be grateful that someone's nice to you because they could be mean. Mm-hmm. When you want more, stay right here. Stay at this level. Stay dependent. Stay afraid. Give away your self-agency. Follow what everybody else wants you to do because that's how you're going to survive.
Right.
Fuck you. No. Right. Uh-uh. Every time I recognize that that's something intentionally put on us so that some greater other maintains control and power over us and loots from us and uses us, I get angry. Really angry. No. We're not doing that anymore. Uh-uh.
Because I think for me, the anger comes because what do you actually experience when that storyline starts coming up? Of, oh, well, this should be good enough. I mean, I have a house over my head, but I can barely pay my bills. This should be good enough. I should be grateful for that. Otherwise, I'll be out on the streets. Or this person doesn't really contribute all the ways that I deserve, that I think that I want them to contribute in my life. But it should be good enough because on paper, it says it should be good enough. Behind that storyline is such fear of how infinite we truly are, how sacred we truly are as beings, to believe that we do get to deserve and evolve and receive the sacredness of life, the beauty of life, the infinite of life, right? Like the infiniteness of life. We get to actually receive that. But there's such fear mechanisms behind that of like, well, who the hell am I to think that I deserve all that I seek in a relationship? Who am I to think that I deserve to be compensated for my gifts, even if they don't fit into a box? Like, who am I to think that I should be able to have more money in my savings account and not pinch pennies every month?
And
fear.
It's fear. It's actual true fear. Like, there are places, this is not just a middle class problem. Sounds middle classy at the moment as we're talking about it, but this is systemic around the world.
Right.
It's where people who are barely getting by, but they're receiving aid from other countries. Right. Like, if like a white American came in and said, hey, really, like, if you could want more for yourself, what would you ask for? I mean, I've heard stories about people who say this is what happens. They don't want to say anything because they don't want to be ungrateful for what they've got, even though they're barely surviving.
Right.
Oh, I shouldn't ask for more. How dare I ask for more? Right. I can't do that. I have to be grateful for this.
Right.
That's what we're told. Be grateful for what you've got.
Yes. It's such... And
we're not trying to say don't be grateful. We're not saying gratitude is stupid. Okay.
Right.
It's that thing about be grateful for crumbs. How dare you ask for more? How dare you?
Right. It's so fucked up.
Yes.
It's so fucked up because this is what makes it fucked up. One, that we've been served it on a platter for generations now, and we've all bought and sold it and like taken it on as ours, to the point that like, I think this is what the bigger point is like when we're unconscious. I've sat in my office and like, well, I should just accept this. This is good enough. Like, I'm, you know, I'm pinching pennies, but like, it's okay. It's fine. And when I'm unconscious, I go into the fear, right? Like, I go into the fear of like, okay, well, this is fine. No, it will all work out. I mean, who am I to actually ask for more? And then when I move into that conscious place of like, are you fucking kidding me? This is all you're going to ask for yourself? This is all you're going to demand for yourself? Again, we all know we were here for sacred reasons. We didn't fucking just end up on this planet for no damn reason besides to just like get by. That's not the destiny of the collective and of consciousness. That's not what it is asking of us to evolve into. When I can come into that place of like conscious awareness of like, okay, it's not high and mighty of me or entitled of me to say, I want more for my life. I am willing to stand up and walk that walk, right? If that means I want more of my life, that I have a business that represents the ways that I use my voice, that utilizes all the tools that I have been given, then I have to stand up and stand in that integrity of, this is how I use my tools. I will use my voice. This is how I utilize what I have been given. The same thing in relationship, right? Like that we have to be willing to stand up in that integrity of, I will no longer accept, one, to choose the unconsciousness, to choose the fear, that I have to come to terms with it. I have to befriend it, the same as those ocean depths of shadow.
Venus is retrograde now in Scorpio, and Mercury's at it at the moment. This is where the sun will be at Venus for the full moon. I think it's on the 24th, mm-hmm. when the moon is at Uranus and Taurus. Okay. So Venus rules Libra and Taurus. Taurus mm-hmm. is Scorpio's opposite sign. So as far as Taurus is concerned, when Venus is in Scorpio, it's called being in detriment. It's in its opposite sign. It's the furthest from home it can possibly be.
Right.
I think we've talked about this, but Scorpio is saying to Venus, you want more than you're admitting. And Venus is going, no, I'm fine. And Scorpio's no, sit your ass down and feel something.
Right.
And then Venus reluctantly is looking up going, oh shit, you're right. Mm-hmm. I do want more. I want deeper connection. I want actual truth. I don't want superficial bullshit. I want to have an impact in the world. I don't want to just have a paycheck. I want to have meaning. I don't want just to live in an apartment where I feel like I'm living in a rat's maze. I want an actual home.
Right.
It depends on where it's hitting your chart, right?
Right.
But wherever that's hitting in your chart, having to admit that you want more. And the answer to that will be the opposition and the full moon on the 24th to Uranus and Taurus saying, if you're going to have to raise your self-worth past the point that it makes sense to you right now.
Right.
Past the point where it makes sense to you right now. So not just up a little, it's like up a little, around the corner, down the chute, up the stairs to the third floor, to the ceiling. It's like, well, what the fuck? That sounds crazy. Yeah, it does. And you need to bust out of your self-worth on what you think is possible for your life.
Right. So it's that piece of like, you just said it, right? Of like, oh shit, I do want more. And immediately being like, oh, I shouldn't say that too loud. Like, I'll tone it down a little bit because that will surely make somebody uncomfortable. I can't possibly admit this. And moving into that place of, yeah, I absolutely do want more. And I'm standing up and everything in my life is representing the fact that not only do I want more, but that I am willing to walk the talk of this is what I'm demanding of my life. This is what I'm asking for the universe to deliver. And I will work in congruency for that to be created. Whether it's the relationships that I keep, the finances, my relationship with my finances, the way that I speak to myself, or the way that I feed my body, or the places that I live, whatever it is around you, it is going to have to start moving in alignment with this is what I stand for.
Right. And backing away from trying to make everyone happy except you.
Right.
Oh, all these people are happy for, all these people approve of what I'm doing right now. They all think I'm amazing. And meanwhile, you're sitting in the shower crying.
Right.
Because this is not, your life doesn't belong to you. You're a guest in your own life. It belongs to all these other people who have hijacked control over it, mostly with your permission, but sometimes not. Sometimes it's forced on you.
Right. And I wanted to be really clear of like that piece of everybody else gets to be happy and that they have hijacked your permission and or you've participated in it. It is not only relevant to this lifetime. That has been passed on through our genes and our DNA in multiple lifetimes. We have to uncode it right now because it has been passed on within our DNA sequencings for at least 6 lifetimes. Like we know that it is part of our evolution and as a human species at this point in time. That's why it feels so big of like, I don't know how to unravel this because it's not all fucking yours. It's what you have been inbred with from in utero and beyond.
And there's legitimate fear in that.
Right.
Because we've been taught that if we go outside of this system, this way of being in the world, we will not survive.
Right.
There are actual, like for real, legitimate survival fears going on in the energy right now. Yeah. Like you can become convinced that you're going down. Like you're going to get kicked down the street or you're actually going to get taken all the way out.
Right. Yeah.
And having to, that's the stillness part. Is getting real still. I've gone real simple with myself. I'm like, you slow down. You're breathing right now, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're alive, right? Yes. Nothing's actually coming to get you right now, right? I'm like, oh, that's true. Yeah. Talking myself off the ledge of being afraid, I'm not going to make it through this because that's part of the energy. Nothing is coming to get you. It's we're unraveling something that has taught you that if you go outside of what's been done before, you won't make it out there.
Right. Yeah. So pull on the lifeline. Your lifeline is this breath, right? Your lifeline is the moment of putting food in your mouth. Your lifeline is me getting on the phone with you today. And I was like, I can breathe again. Okay. This is my lifeline of like, okay, there's sacredness, right? There's sacredness in that footstep hitting the ground, that breath you're taking in and remembering that's the lifeline that you may have to fucking white knuckle it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you hold tight because that's what keeps you to your sacredness. That's what keeps pulling you back into the presence.
That's the other thing that I'm noticing about how we're having to like pull ourselves out of that trauma, right? Like rescue ourselves is I'm noticing that all the people that are closest to me in my web, we're all doing the same work and we're all looking at each other like, you good? Yeah, I'm all right. You all right? Yep, I'm good too. And we keep checking in on each other to make sure our web is strong too.
Right.
Building the web at the same time, not allowing people to pull on you, but supporting each other when we're all doing the same work, right?
Yeah.
That's tricky. You don't want to fall into, anybody need me? And like you give yourself away to 50 people.
Right.
Whoa, 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 no.
Right.
Giving and receiving, giving and receiving, giving and receiving, having it be even, not being drained out, and like supporting each other evenly.
Yeah, that's the balance though, right? That's the balance of the sacred masculine and sacred feminine, not man and female, but the energies of it, right? The giving and the receiving over and over and over again. This is the homeostasis that our body wants. This is what we are constantly seeking. How do we achieve balance? We pull ourselves up and we also reach out, right? Like we are constantly saying, hey, I'm good. I just pulled myself up. Do you need help? Here I am, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening into the Be the Evidence podcast with Susan and I. We are really grateful that you are here, that you're showing up, that you're willing to be seen, and that you're exploring these conversations. Thank you. If you're curious at all about the offerings and the readings that Susan and I do, I would really urge you to go to our websites. There you will find a lot more information about who we are and the services that we have. Susan can be found at susangrace.org, and I can be found at aubreycara.co. For all of our listeners of the podcast, we have set up a Patreon page specific to you guys. There you will find services that are not available to anyone else. And you can find us on patreon.com/bethe evidence podcast. When you're there, there are two different options for you to have access to a guided meditation and or a reading with Susan and I both. If you ever have any questions or comments or feelings that you would love to share or stories about how the podcast is resonating with you, we would love to hear them. Please feel free to reach out to us at betheevidencepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, please know we are deeply grateful for all the ways that you are showing up. We see you, we hear you, we feel you. Thank you.